It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, our broadcast partners with reports on NATO, European Union, the Putin-Trump summit, conflict at Israel's northern border, and how a Christian can develop a biblical prophetic worldview. This information is all key to our understanding of the times in which we are living. In a moment, I will rehearse for you what the broadcast partners had to say. If you had to miss any of them, let me tell you that you can go to my website, prophecytoday.com, go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and you can re-listen or listen for the very first time to any of these reports from these outstanding broadcast partners. Now, let me tell you how you can hear these again if you'd like to, or call a friend and tell them they need to go to this location and listen to them. The location, prophecytoday.com. Then when you have my website, go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and you'll be able to find a complete audio copy of the entire broadcast. Again, the website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, and there you will find our broadcast partners. Let me take a moment and rehearse the reports from our broadcast partners, and then also give you a prophetic perspective on the news today. We went to Ken Timmerman, and we discussed the Trump-Putin summit and the fact that on Monday these two world leaders will get together. There are many who oppose this meeting, both in the Democratic and also the Republican Party, and there are even some world leaders that think the president should not be sitting down to the table and discussing world events with Vladimir Putin. He is a killer. He is also a dictator, etc., etc. That's what they have to say. But when we look at the prophetic scenario that is found in God's Word, you have to recognize that Russia, now they're referred to as Magog in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2, that Russia leads an alignment of nations. That's what Ezekiel 38 is about. And when you put together Psalm 83 and Daniel chapter 11, you see all the players that will be involved, and Russia will be the leader of this coalition trying to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, as it says there in Psalm 83 and verse 4. Russia key to what is happening in the future. David Dolan talked to us, and he gave us his Middle East news update. And speaking of Russia, a partner with Russia will be Iran, Ezekiel 38 and verse 5. And now they are perched in Syria at Israel's northern border. And the general in charge there, the number 2 in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, they are embedded in Syria awaiting orders to move into Israel and eradicate the Jewish state. Iran is a key member of that alignment of nations that I was talking about. Let me give you that verse of scripture. Write it down. Study it. Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5. Now, Iran, at the position where they are, 2.5 miles north of the Israeli-Syrian border, they're there and they have their military forces. They've been joined by their surrogate terrorist organization, Hezbollah, Bashar Assad, with his military operation under his complete control. Bashar Assad's forces are there in Kenetra. That is the head of the Golan Heights, located south of that border into Israel. They are ready, awaiting orders to attack and then eradicate the Jewish state. This is a prophetic scenario that is one of the major trends and talked about in many locations in Bible prophecy. Winky Madad, a longtime friend and broadcast partner, told us why it is important to Israel that the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, was able to get together with Vladimir Putin, President of Russia, before the President of Russia will meet with the President of the United States. The Trump-Putin summit is key. Israel wants to know what is going on. wants to be a part of giving input into the Russian leadership, and of course that input already given to the U.S. leadership, because they know that what does come out of that summit between the United States and Russia is key to the security of the Jewish state of Israel. World events unfolding amazingly in our day, setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Now that is evident also when we talked with John Rood. He gave us a report on NATO and the meeting that took place in Brussels this last week, how the President, Donald Trump, put the pressure on NATO to pay up, help support this military protection, actually originated for the purpose of protecting the European Union from Russia itself. How key it is that this meeting took place. It was strategically planned by the Trump administration. He needed to have NATO strongly backing him as he goes into this meeting with Vladimir Putin. Very strategic move made by the president. But also, remember, I said this when we were talking with John, politics in our world today setting the stage for prophecy to be fulfilled. By the way, Jim Jr. came to the broadcast table to assist us in helping our listeners have an opportunity to have a question that we would respond to here on Prophecy Today Weekend. If you have one of those questions, send it to our website, prophecytoday.com. Put attention, Jim Jr. will put it on the air and give you an answer on a future broadcast. And then a very informative conversation with David James, how the Bible gives us a biblical background and prophecy as well for having a proper biblical prophetic worldview. This is a necessity. You need, and I need, to continue to study the Word of God to understand God's plan at this time in history. And when you do that, my dear friend, there's only one basic conclusion that you can come to, and that is that all that is prophesied in the Word of God and what we've discussed on the broadcast today is about at that time of fulfillment. Only one thing keeping all of these prophecies from being fulfilled, and that's the rapture of the church. And the rapture, actually, could happen at any moment, then the prophecies will be fulfilled. And because of the fact that I said the rapture can happen at any moment, there's basically nothing else that I could say, except let's keep looking up until.